This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
Livers gets the basketball. Looking. Throws it in to Rockmont at midcourt. 2 seconds. Rockmont off the pull. Three for the win. He got it! Jordan Poole, the freshman, hits it at the buzzer. And Michigan is off to the Sweet 16.
Westwood on the call. Coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find they'll have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained parts professional people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly's is the auto parts store you can depend upon. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, where we talk to a guy covering the team that's headed to the Sweet 16, Anthony Broom. Amazing Brew, SB Nation's great site covering the Michigan Wolverines. They're headed to California, to L.A., with a matchup against Texas A&M. Anthony, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for the time. All right, let's start with the Big Ten tournament for Michigan. And John Beilein's a phenomenal coach. He's a wizard when it comes to tournaments. Him and Dana Altman are my two favorite coaches to watch when it comes to tournament time, because they're so good at preparation, and their teams are always difficult to face on short notice. But how surprised were you to see Michigan win the Big Ten tournament?
I wasn't. I mean, it was one of the hotter teams in the country coming into it. And, it's just another case of a team playing its best basketball at the right time, and I felt like, I think Iowa was a team that, you kind of gut it out and get a win against. Nebraska had beat them up pretty well earlier in the year, but that was one of those fluky type of blowouts on the road. And then, they kind of have Michigan State's number right now, and Purdue they had matched up pretty well with as well. So, they beat top 10 teams in back-to-back days. I think it wasn't important that they won the Big Ten tournament, but I think it just kind of reinforced that that this is a pretty good team and one of the best in the country.
Well, I loved what they looked like. I loved how everything seemed to come together in New York for them. But the delay in the wait and the time off is something that the Missouri Valley Conference has talked about for a long time, that it's very difficult to sit and keep yourself razor sharp for 10, 11, 12 days. How did you feel that Michigan handled the time off after the win?
Yeah, well, I think they did everything they could to stay sharp. But even, they got two wins over the weekend, and that's huge for them. It's obviously great. You play yourself into the second weekend, but make no mistake about it. I mean, I certainly think that layoff did add a layer of rust to this team. And it certainly, in a weekend where a lot of the better teams in the country were getting popped left and right, Michigan played two of really what I consider two of their worst consecutive basketball games of the year and got two wins out of it. So it certainly, I think, had an effect on them for sure. I mean, their big three is kind of Xavier Simpson, Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman, and Moritz Wagner. And, those guys really didn't do anything this past weekend, and they still won twice. So it took a little bit of March magic. It took a buzzer beater, which they've been on the opposite end of plenty of times. But, you don't apologize for winning this time of year. It's the biggest cliche ever, and people get annoyed by it. But survive in advance, and that's what they did twice.
Anthony Broom, Mazin Blue, SB Nation's Michigan site, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Look, Michigan football, Michigan sports in general, there's just an encyclopedia of moments to go through. But where does the moment against Houston come down in your mind in Michigan sports, in the pantheon of Michigan sports?
I mean, it's up there. I mean, the one that always sticks out to me, and I think I would kind of still give the nod to, is the Trey Burke shot against Kansas in the Sweet 16. Maybe just because, it was the bigger stage. It was a team, a powerhouse in Kansas, and it was in, Jerry World, which is literally the biggest stage of them all when you're talking about, a basketball venue to play in. So that one, at least for me personally, I would say that one is probably number one. But, for a freshman, and I'm not surprised that Jordan Poole hit that shot at all, because he's been, lights out from every point in the gym this year as a freshman. He's one of those unflappable guys, but when the moment came, it wasn't too big for him, and he was able to sink his shot. There's a video going around of him hitting a, it's scary how similar it is. A buzzer beater like that in high school. So a leg kick and everything. So, no, I'm not surprised at all. And that will, I mean, this is a special group. It feels that way. I don't know if I'd stop short of saying they're a team of destiny, but it just feels like, you know, in the moment you're, of course, stretched out. You think you're about to lose a football, or a basketball game. But, you know, I'm not surprised. It felt like it was supposed to happen.
Did the opponent, and you mentioned KU in the Sweet 16, the stage being different, but it being against a team out of the American in Houston on a weekend where normally that play gets a ton of run, but because of what happened elsewhere in the tournament, it's a moment, but it's not the moment of the opening weekend. Did that kind of diminish it a little bit?
I don't think so. I mean, when we talk about that one shining moment video montage that they'll play when it's all said and done, chances are, I mean, you're either going to be on one end of it or the other. So to be on the correct end of it is, I don't think anyone would trade that for the world. And I don't think anyone really cares if it's getting paid attention to or not.
Yeah.
You know, the UMBC story was cool. Some of these other upsets from the weekend are cool. Loyola Chicago, Sister Jean, who I'm absolutely terrified of because she, that school has the Lord on their side. And I wrote about that today, actually. So someone that Michigan could run into, you know, if they make the Final Four potentially. So, no, I don't think that, you know, it means a lot here, and I think that's what matters most.
Well, look, as sports fans, and media members, we're not part of the team. Team, you know, they always say one game at a time, and that's it. Well, we don't have to do that. We can look at the bracket. And if you're a Michigan fan, you have to love the draw, right? I mean, there's a chance. You mentioned Loyola Chicago. There's a chance that Michigan's going to play a 7 seed and then a 9 seed and then potentially an 11 seed to get to the national championship game. Wolverine fans are going to have to love this draw right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, they are literally the highest remaining seed on that left side of the bracket. Now, you have a Kentucky team up top playing, you know, they haven't been a normal Kentucky team, but they're kind of playing their best basketball right now. There's a reason that these lower seeds are there. It's because they've played well and they've popped some of these other higher seeds. So, you know, you can't just pencil Michigan in and they won't do that. But like I said, at the end of the day, knowing how this path now sets up for them, at least Thursday, you know, Texas A&M was actually absolutely buzzsawed through North Carolina, but I think that Michigan, that's a pretty favorable matchup for them. And you got to get there. You still got to win the games ahead of you, but, you know, seeing how this path lays out, knowing that I don't think it's possible they can play two worse basketball games than they did over this past weekend. So with that in mind, I mean, yeah, you feel pretty confident right now with where everything's headed. But again, you know, and that's not to say they can't lose, but
right,
they could play well and still get you know, bounced. But with all that in mind, absolutely. I mean, you don't apologize for the way you get there. You just got to get there. So,
well, Anthony, I mean, as a media member, in for myself, I want this just from an attention standpoint, and I'm sure CBS wants it as well. But Kentucky and Michigan and San Antonio would look pretty sweet, wouldn't it?
Hey, as far as storylines go, the last time that that Michigan and Kentucky played on a stage like that, Kentucky bounced them in the Elite Eight. So, you know, it's another one of those. It kind of just feels like, you know, in a year where you've got all these schools coming up in the FBI investigations,
yeah,
then you have a school here in Michigan where they do everything by the book. They're, you know, it's not a one-and-done program. These are guys that are being coached up and developing over multiple years. You know, again, I'm not going to do all this Team of Destiny and rah-rah stuff, but this feels like the year of the good guys. So if that matchup comes to that, then they'll be ready for it.
Hmm. And Michigan State being knocked out as well makes it even sweeter for Michigan fans?
It was a good weekend for Michigan basketball fans. We'll put it that way, with Ohio State getting bounced too. So I can't see a scenario where it could have gone better. Maybe a little bit less stress later on in these games, but
yeah,
you know, other than that, two W's and your rivals are out. So
all right. I'll get you out of here on this, Anthony. You know, A&M ripped apart North Carolina. They're playing their best basketball this time of the year. Watching that game, what concerns you on A&M?
Yeah, well, they got a couple guys that, you know, are pretty big. other, you know, and this is a thing where, I mean, I'll, from a Michigan point of view, I'll say this. This is a team where in the past, and we saw a little bit over this past weekend, where it's kind of been one of those live by the three, die by the three type of teams. Well, that's not the case anymore. They're, I think they're the one of the top five defenses in the country in terms of efficiency and things like that. They're winning with defense now, and even when they don't have a good shooting day, they're able to win games like that. So I think that should carry them to a win over Texas A&M. I expect them to shoot better, which will help. But you know, North Carolina is pretty explosive offensively too, and Texas A&M gave them some props. So you don't overlook anyone this time of year. But you know, in terms of teams you maybe match up well against, I think that obviously Texas A&M is a lot more favorable for them than North Carolina. After, I mean, the different season, you know, it seems like forever ago, these two, North Carolina and Michigan, had played back in December, and North Carolina absolutely destroyed them. But so that there would have been a little bit of a fear there of that. But no, I think that things shape up pretty nicely for them.
Anthony, thank you for the time. Enjoy the games coming up later on this week.
All right, thank you for having me.
That is Anthony Broom, Mason Brew, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently, as we slide through more tournament coverage. Michigan and Texas A&M, that game should be a lot of fun in Los Angeles. You got to wonder who gets the home court there. I'm going to probably guess Michigan, but that game on Thursday in Los Angeles, out west in the West bracket. More to come. It's Pushing the Odds on a Monday. SB Nation Radio.